Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move that the agenda be approved as printed.
Need to have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Excuse me. Next, we have approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
Moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our November the 7th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have the we have approval of the finding of the facts of our October the 3rd meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the finding of the facts of our October the 3rd meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are two hearings scheduled this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion with those hearings, hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly behavior is not tolerated. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant is asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. And the board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. And once all the testimony has been presented, the hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And in addition, you can view all proceedings live on the internet. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,899, William Michael Davis and Richard E. Bryant, north of Hebron Road, west of Chester Road, and lot 255 within Canal Point Development, a variance from a side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
William Zachary Crouch, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford Dollar.
Sir. Name and address, please.
Todd Hickman, 32448 Royal Boulevard, Dagsboro.
And do both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, I'm Zach Crouch with Davis Bone and Friedel, representing Mr. Michael Davis and Richard Bront in this variance request. Request is for a 0.8-foot variance on a side yard setback for lot 255 in Canal Point subdivision. There is a little bit of history and the reason for the request. I like to go over those in order as they occurred over the past years. In October 2004, our firm actually did the record plan for Canal Point subdivision, in which at that particular time D.R. Horton was the builders that were building the houses. So of course we did the subdivision based on their product that they were doing, you know, laid out all the lots and everything. But at that time, they were building, and then I guess things kind of slowed up and ended up giving up the subdivision. NVR Homes took over the subdivision, and what we did is we actually did a monolot line adjustment on some of the lots to fit some of their product. So this particular lot, 255, there was a lot line that was shifted 3 feet to fit their particular product. The surveyor, which was CNA Inc., actually was doing all the house stakeouts in the subdivision at that particular time. They actually took the original record plan, which was dated 2004, and laid out the house. They were not aware of the revision to the record plan that showed the new lot line adjustments for the particular products that NVR was going to build. Once the house was built, of course, the final survey they did come across or was made aware of through the title search that there was a recorded plan that showed the 3 feet adjustment. And when the final survey was done, which was in an exhibit that was submitted, shows that there's an encroachment over the setback of 0.8 feet, which is around 10 inches plus or minus. And that survey was done back in 2009. From that particular time, they had been trying to work with the adjacent property owners that we were going to go back to the original property line, which we wouldn't be here today. But at that time, 256 was sold, and they really didn't feel like they wanted to move the property line. So today, we're here for the 0.8-foot variance. A couple of things. When the plan was recorded back in 2004 and then was revised in 2007, of course, this was right around the particular time that the changes were made. And what I have done is also, there were some questions in reference to an addition that was just recently built. And this is just for the record, just to show that the addition that was built for 255, they did incorporate the 0.8 feet so it doesn't encroach any closer than the 0.8 feet that we're requesting tonight. But there is a fence that actually is located on 256, which through the 3 feet for the original record plan would have been on these folks' property, and of course now is on 256. Now that fence will be removed at the expense. So I just wanted to show that, even the fence was put on per the original record plan. But this is the most current, was just done last month. And, there again, per survey, you have to show all encroachments whatsoever. The purpose of the survey is to show the encroachment of the dwelling, and still the request is 0.8 feet. And also the fence, which the vinyl fence will be removed per the builder's expense. The minimum variance is what we're requesting this evening, which is 0.8 feet. The variance will not alter any of the adjacent properties. It will not hinder adjacent properties as far as being built, and is the minimum to accomplish the existing structure that's out there today. They have built an addition, which there again, the 0.8 feet did not alter in any way, and based on the timeline of the record plan, based on the lot line adjustment that was done from the original survey, these circumstances were not caused by the owner themselves. I mean, it was a flaw in oversight based on the original surveyor that staked it out, that it had an original survey, which was unfortunately was recorded before they got recordation or before they got final survey, in which it was picked up, but at that particular time the house was built. That basically concludes the information I have to provide to you. I did include pretty much everything in your package. I do have the builder here this evening, Mr. Todd Hickman, for any questions, but I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one that I want to make sure I understand this right. The revision was made to do what to the minimum boundaries or the minimum building lines? To expand them?
Yeah, when we revised the record plan from the original 2004 record plan, basically it made the lots somewhat bigger in some areas to fit their particular product.
Okay.
Well, when the surveyor staked it out, he went by the original instead of the revision, and that's
just
what...
I want to make sure I understood it right.
Yes,
so,
sir. And, okay. You know, unfortunately, this is, I think, there's no other problems in there. It was just this particular one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
The surveyor thought he had a bigger lot to work with than he really did, apparently.
Excuse me?
The surveyor thought he had a bigger lot, wider lot to work with?
Well, based on the original survey, yes.
The original
Original record plan, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mills?
You say all of the vinyl fence will be taken down?
Yes. I mean, per our requirements, and we have to show all the encroachments, and that's the reason why that's on there, but... the vinyl fence will be removed off of lot 256 and will be relocated totally on 255. Yes.
How tall is the fence?
4 foot.
4 foot. Okay. All right. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10899 as it's a minimum variance to grant relief. It's a odd-shaped lot. Leave it to alter central character of the neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,899. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.